Economic Development Project Contract, Branson Lakes Area Chamber of Commerce, number 19017.
I understand that's the agreement that we enter in so that the chamber can operate an organization to be known as the Tenny County Business Development Partnership.
Yes.
And then they can employ an executive director with all responsibilities to that being for the chamber.
That's next. Jimmy, questions on it or?
No.
Move to approve the Economic Development Project contract by and between Taney County and Branson Lakes Area Chamber of Commerce.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Task order number 3, HDR Engineering Incorporated, number 19-007. Letter dated February 13, 2019, from our attorney, Mr. Elliott. He's reviewed the task order number 3. Between HDR Engineering and Taney County.
This is for you to supply data to the Taney County Transportation Advisory Board.
Yeah, this is the kind of annual contract we've done for several years just to update the matrix as needed, add new projects. Right now, as far as I know, there's no projects to add or anything, but it'll run for all of 2019 and just to add updates as needed.
So this is essentially a
just renewing.
It's a renewal of the agreement. It's a renewal, not necessarily a task order or a change order.
Well, the way we've set these up is the contract expires at the end of each year, so it's a new task order under our existing master services agreement we have.
But it's the same as that we've had each year. There's no changes to it.
Correct. The only difference, I guess, is in the past we've done it as a not to exceed $10,000 a year as needed per project. Then last year we didn't get close to that, so this year it's only a max of $5,000.
$5,000, yeah.
The rest of the contract's the same.
Move to approve the task order number 3 by between HDR Engineering and Taney County.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you, Travis.
Vendor lien waiver and release. Lehman Construction, LLC, number 19-015, Road and Bridge. I have a letter dated February 13, 2019, from our attorney, Mr. Elliott. Reviewed the vendor lien waiver and release requested by Lehman Construction with respect to the Missouri Department of Transportation roundabout project at the Highway 160, 76 in Forsyth.
This is, I understand, where they bought 100 loads of fill.
That's correct.
and they owe Taney County $2,000, the Correct. Road bridge.
Yes.
And they, Lehman Brothers, is wanting a lien release to pay that?
Yes. I think they already issued the check.
Okay. Yeah.
I'll have to check with Melanie to verify that.
Okay. The way I understand from our attorney is that, like, it wouldn't really be necessary because you cannot sue.
I know we got the check. I mean.
Yeah. But he had no objection to signing it, but.
Yeah, that's what it's over, the dirt and stuff that they purchased from us.
And probably that form was a standard form that they send to all
Correct.
Suppliers. And they.
Correct.
I expected that they would use more fill from us.
No, they used a lot of the bridge, the old approach.
Yeah.
They had more material there than they realized. I was hoping they would have, too. Clean up the pile. They were scheduled last week to do the paving, due to weather.
Yeah. Well, like you said, it's entirely unnecessary for public property, according to our attorney, but has no objection, and no, I have no objection. Unless you two do.
No, I don't. Okay.
Then I make a motion that we sign the vendor lien waiver and release with between Taney County and Lehman Construction LLC, file number 19015RB.
Second.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
I don't. I do. One of those, or you want one of these?
Notice of renewal for tipping services, number 19019, Road and Bridge.
Do we have primary and secondaries set up on this?
Should be, yes.
Put them in here.
I've got to say, I would not have known what tipping services was if we hadn't had discussions in the past. And I got to wondering, why is it called tipping services? So I was trying to do research. So why is it called tipping service? And from the famous Google, you could find nothing if your tipping is tipping. So I went to our purchasing agent. They said, well, and I went to Devin, and he didn't know either. It just so Ron Erickson said that he inherited when he came in that he didn't know either. And he had asked and said long time ago that it was simply that when we take the semis and the trucks, they get to a point that they have to tip them to go in to dump, and they start calling it tipping services. When really it's waste and recycled landfill to take her from the transfer station, take all of it to the landfill. I just thought that was interesting.
Move to approve the notice of renewal by and between Taney County and Republic Services of the Ozarks.
Second with discussion.
We have a second with discussion.
Note that they will have a consumer price index increase on March 15th, and the contract we're approving has that provision, and they'll write that in. We don't know what it is right now, correct?
And they'll write it in after the 15th, March 15th. Yeah.
But the CPI is based on federal numbers. It's not like they get to make that number up.
Right.
No.
All right, we have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Agreement for Ford Ranger Super Cab 4x4 2019 pickup truck number 19018, planning and zoning.
You guys have any questions on this one?
I don't.
Move to approve the agreement by and between Joe Mockins.
Mockins.
And Taney County for the purchase of a 2019 Ford Ranger.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
It's painless.
MoDOT monthly update. Mr. Williams, are you giving that?
No, we'll wait for Tuesday night for that one.
Tuesday night at, do you want to make that announcement?
Tuesday night, is it 5 to 7? At the OTC building there in Hollister. There's going to be a kind of a public input meeting to discuss the Long Creek Bridge project and what the future plans of that are. So I expect a pretty large turnout from the people that live in Clearwater Acres area. I know some representatives from the school are planning on being there and representatives from other businesses. So.
All right. Moving on down, we will recess till 9:30, it looks like, and take up the collector outlawing the 2014 and 2015 personal property taxes per the revised Missouri Statute 140-730. It's set for 9:30.
Okay. I don't think you're going to put the agenda until Friday at 9:30. That's why it's,
yeah, it had to be.
I think it was like 9:26, or so they have to wait 24 hours.
So we'll be in
under
race.
MoDOT.
Okay.
You know, we had gotten an email. I was wondering if Vince MoDOT isn't here to answer the question that was put before us. I wonder if the Commissioner Schofield and one of us would contact Beth at MoDOT to see if we could
get
a meeting set up.
You're talking about this email from Devin?
From Spencer.
Or from Spencer?
Uh-huh.
That Devin just handed us.
Oh, okay.
We could contact him to get a meeting set up.
Is that something you want to do, Devin, or do you want us to reach out?
Well,
Spencer thought it'd be better if it came.
The only way we might get it probably to happen is at that request on the Federal Highway Committee.
Okay. I'll talk to her and I'll follow up on.
We'll recess till 9:30.